As Superintendent Erica Klutpainter said during Tuesday night's school board meeting, it's been a rough week in our community and a rough week for some of our students. Two local teenagers are being charged for driving into deer with their truck. Days later, a few other teens ended up at the hospital after drinking at the homecoming dance. There were also online threats circulating, allegedly from teens, warning others to stay quiet about the deer. So what's the school's role in all of this? Klutpainter says, for one, there's a lot of conversation happening at the school and elsewhere.
A lot of people, of course, are concerned, and rightfully so. And I think a lot of people are having good conversations with their kids about the dangers, you know, that are out there.
She was speaking on KFSK's live radio show, Campus Connection. School workers can't discuss specific details about who was drinking at the school dance because they are minors. The homecoming dance takes place in different venues from year to year. This year, it was at the A&B Hall. Klutpainter says the drinking at the dance will trigger discussions about future procedures.
You know, there's a lot of factors, I mean, that play into things, and kids make decisions that are not good at times, and adults respond and react, and then we make adjustments, you know, moving forward, looking at future dances as well. And, you know, we don't want to disallow, you know, or say, well, the easiest thing to do is just we're not doing any more dances. You know, that's it. That's the answer. And that's not the answer.
Although the alleged deer crime happened off campus, Klutpainter says school staff have been talking to some students about it. A video of the incident was shared on social media.
There were kids in the school who certainly had access to the video that came forward, which was good. They did report it. It had already been brought to the trooper's attention.
The superintendent says the school will continue to discuss the issues with the students. She also encourages parents to talk to their children at home about it. She says kids make mistakes, and it's an opportunity for growth.
You know, it's an opportunity to learn. It's an opportunity to reinforce lessons with kids. It's an opportunity to have really good conversations at times when it's really fresh in kids' minds. It's real. So those opportunities, we're going to take advantage of those.
At the school board meeting Tuesday night, middle and high school principal Rick Dormer echoed what the superintendent said. He says there is a lot of experienced staff at the middle and high schools working with the students every day, and he encourages parents to come in and talk to them about their concerns.
I just really encourage folks, community members, people in the room, anyone, just come and talk to us. I hear a lot of people talking about a lot of things, and there's fears and a lot of things going on, but mostly we just want to talk about things.
In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.